Good evening. Welcome to New Beginnings 88 International Free Church, linking your ministry with God's unlimited supplies. This is Monday night worship. Join us in our NB 88 worship service, April 15th, 2019. Under the capable and most awesome leadership of Apostle Charlie Hardaway Weathersby. Hallelujah. Yes. Please enter God's house prayerfully, because prayer changes things.
Yes,
pray without ceasing. We thank God for our NB 88 Chief Administrator Dorcas Wisdom of Region 1, Bronx, New York, and its Administrator Dorcas Wisdom's Northeast Region that will be hosting our worship services for the entire month of April 2019. Our message to NB 88, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Our opening song of worship from gospel recording artist Penny Diamond, Region 4, Houston, Texas.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I lift my hands in total aspiration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total aspiration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. You hold me in your arms. You were my shelter from the storm.
Hallelujah.
When all my friends were gone,
Mama,
you were right there all along. I've never known a love like this before. Oh, I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Listen.
Hey, glory.
I love you, Jesus.
Hear that now. Glory.
I worship and adore you. Just wanted to tell you what I love you more than anything.
Hey.
I love you, Jesus.
Yeah, glory.
I worship and adore you. Just wanted to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus.
Yes.
I worship and adore you. Just wanted to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
I worship and adore you. Just wanted to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Yes. I worship and adore you. Just wanted to tell you,
hey, Gloria,
Lord, I love you more than anything.
Hey, Glory. Amen. Hey, Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you,
Lord. To God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
yes
God. Thank
oh
you, God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord. We love
bless
you, God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hey,
bless
God.
The Lord. Amen. Praise Praise God.
We love you, God. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Our invocation tonight will be led by Apostle Jerome M. Kite, Region 3, Tampa, Florida.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you.
Yes, God.
Father, we glorify you and we magnify your magnificent name. For your
yes,
name
Jesus.
Is above our name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as our spirit cries out, Abba, Father.
Hey, ba.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallowed be thy name, Lord God. Lord, we sanctify
yes.
This service unto you tonight, Father, right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come before you, Father God, confessing all of our sins at this time, both O commission.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, that they shall not have no dominion over us right
yes,
now.
God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord God, for the cleansing, Father God, of us, Lord God, by the water washing of the word of God, Father God, by the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We thank and praise it as we come tonight, Lord God, with the spirit of expectancy, Father God. Lord, we invoke the presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Every atmosphere, Lord God, in this worldwide listening audience tonight, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bring every heart, every mind, Father God, into a place of oneness tonight, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that, Lord, our entire focus will be on you, Father God. We surrender our all on the altar tonight, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up our leader, Father God, in the person, Lord God, of Apostle Charlene Hardaway Wells.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Wife and family, Lord God. Lift up Dr. Dan, Father God. Wife and family,
yes.
Lord God. We lift up, oh God, yes, Lord, the prayer warriors, Lord God, in their respective places, Father
yes.
God. In the name
yes.
of and their families, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. We lift up, oh God, our moderator tonight, Lord God, in the person, Lord God, of Dr. Joyce Jones, Father
Amen.
God.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Bless you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We lift up our moderator tonight, Father God. Oh, God, and we pray. In Jesus' name, as we lift up our administrator, Lord God, oh God, lead the dog tonight, Father God, and Dr.
Yes,
Slocum, one leader, Father God, we place them all on the altar, and we pray, Lord God, for this entire team that is ministering unto us, Lord God, all throughout this month, Father God, we pray, oh God, for the praise
Thank
and worship
you,
team, Lord God,
yes.
lifting up, oh
yes.
God, oh God, Sister Penny Diamond, Father
yes,
God, lifting up, God,
yes,
Father
yes
God.
Lord.
Father God, our new webmaster, Father God, thank you for the work that he's doing behind the scenes, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Spokesman for the night, Lord God, that shall bring forth the word of God in the person, Lord God, of Bishop Byron Sterling, Lord God. We
yes,
pray.
God.
Yes, Jesus, bless him, Lord. Bless the word.
Lord God, that, Lord, we will not hear from a mere man, Lord God, but we shall hear, Lord God, oh, God, of a man to heaven, the Father, that has a word from God, Father God.
Jesus.
Father God, our hearts, Lord God, and Lord, your presence, Lord God, shall resonate and saturate the very atmosphere, Lord God. Lord, have your way in this service tonight, Father God. We bind
yes.
every demonic force that's not like you that will attempt to hinder, Lord God, that which you will and purpose to manifest in this
Jesus.
Service tonight, Father God. And we say, Lord, have your way.
Your
Father.
Way.
We glorify Jesus. You. We magnify you, Lord God, for what you preordained and predestined to manifest in this service tonight. For it's in Jesus' matchless name which we pray that the people of God say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Kite. Amen.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Amen. Blowing the instrument of spiritual warfare, the shofar, Ambassador Dr. Dan, Region
Amen.
5.
Glory.
Amen.
Buenos dias in the number, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Bogotá, Hashem, Yeshua.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
His anger may for a moment. But his favor lasts along a lifetime.
Yes, God.
Yes. Thank you.
2,000 years ago, the Lamb of God was lifted up.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
In this time and season, the King of Kings is being lifted up upon the earth. And the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all other mountains.
Yes.
Be lifted high. High. Be lifted high. High. Oh Lord, be lifted high. For you are holy. Righteous and worthy.
You're holy, God.
Oh, Lord, be lifted high. Be lifted high. Be lifted high. Oh, Lord, be lifted high. For you are holy, righteous and worthy. O Lord, be lifted high.
Yes.
You're the King of heaven and the earth. Kabio Hosio, Kabio Hosi. You are the King of heaven and the earth. King of heaven and the earth. Kabio Hosi, be lifted high, be lifted high, O Lord, be lifted high, for you are holy, righteous and worthy, O Lord, be lifted high.
My God.
Amen.
The most holy Lamb of God was lifted up for the perfect sacrifice.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
He paid a dear price.
Yes, yes, Jesus.
The pain, the sickness that was downloaded upon him. How could one man bear the sickness and the pain of the whole world and the universe at one sitting?
Oh, Jesus.
We cannot even imagine what he took for us, but here he was 2,000 years ago, the perfect Lamb of God.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Sacrifice for us. Let him be lifted up above our circumstances, above our pain. But think about this. What are we going through? How does that compare with every single thing that he did and took for us?
Yes, God.
That there should be a source of comfort. Exodus chapter 12 starts with these words: this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So, like I've always said in the past couple of weeks, this becomes the beginning of the ecclesiastical year. And there are some things that we do and sometimes we don't do because we have not been taught, or we are not used, or sometimes we select some of the things, biblical instructions that we are used to, and we forget about the others. Passover was supposed to be a festival, was supposed to be a memorial,
yes,
for us to keep,
yes,
to the Lord throughout our generations.
Yes.
And we were to keep the feast by an everlasting ordinance.
Glory to God.
Now, most of us are not familiar with having a Passover Seder, or have never gone to one. But I want to challenge us tonight. There are some things, some ordinances that the Bible commands us to keep.
Wow.
And this particular one, the Lord says, throughout your generations, it shall be a perpetual, everlasting ordinance. Maybe
yeah.
you're not used to it. But I want to challenge you. Just begin to go through the Seder the way that it is done. Visit somebody who does that. And it will change your life. The other thing that we don't usually keep is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The day after Passover. So Passover is this Friday. But the Bible also commands us in Exodus chapter 12, starting from verse 15. It says this, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, the person shall be cut off from Israel. Now, let's not be legalistic, but let's take it this way. What is leaven?
All right.
The sin that besets us.
That's right.
And so, even if we are not eating leavened bread, the Bible commands us the day after Passover for 7 days is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Well, what is important? What is it important? It is important because, you see, the sin, the pain that Christ bore for us was so dreadful and so painful that we cannot go through life come see, are we looking at ourselves and purifying ourselves and removing the sin that besets us? Or are we just going and coasting through life? Are we doing the same thing we did last year? But these 7 days, we shall not eat leavened bread. That means examine my life in the first month of the ecclesiastical year. Begin to examine my, how am I doing? Because I need to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. And so for 7 days, even if we are not eating unleavened bread, it's a 7 days that we should remember the Feast of Unleavened Bread and begin to ask the Lord, begin to seek His face. Lord, what is this in my life that I'm still holding on to? I have been saved so many years. Lord, I need to be here to closer to You. You see, some of us have really gone through challenges. And these challenges have brought us closer to God. But let me ask you this. When all your needs are met, are you going to be so drawn to God that you will forsake everything else and spend the time, quality time, to seek His face? Because chances are, if we are not doing things like this, when we have all the blessings, we will not have time to seek His face.
Glory to God.
But when in pain, yes, will we seek Him with all our might. So this Friday is Passover. if you know of anybody who serves Messianic Passover Seder, join them and learn some things. But the following day, Saturday, starts the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days. And so I want to challenge us these 7 days, a time of self-examination and just coming to the Lord. What is it in my life, the leaven in my life, that needs to go out for my house, for this tabernacle, to be holy and acceptable unto you? See, when Paul wrote to the Romans, he said this in part, "For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law," let me read that again, "and will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge who even with your written code and circumcision are a transgressor of the law?" Verse 28, "For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly."
My God.
"Nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God."
Yes, God.
I challenge us tonight, as we draw closer.
Glory to God.
There are some things that we must set in order.
Thank you, Lord.
Seeking His presence. Seeking Him.
Jesus.
That when we have the plenty would not take us from His presence. As you have suffered and endured all this time, and you have disciplined yourself to seek His face, never, ever forget that His presence is key to our survival.
Glory to God.
Lord, tonight as I blow the shofar, I release the resurrection power of your presence. I ask, O God, even as the blood upon the doorpost prevented the angel of death from entering the houses, that the tabernacle, these tabernacles that you have raised up in this time and season, the blood of Yeshua will not only strengthen us, but will make us holy and acceptable in your presence. That the blood will not just cover sin, but wipe away the sin, the transgressions, the iniquities. What are we holding on to? For the blood will never lose its power. Let the blood do a quick work, O God, in us. And in the days ahead, we will come to the altar of our God, lay ourselves bare before you, and be made anew with the resurrection power in this new ecclesiastical year.
Yes, God.
That we will be made brand new in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Let it be, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Dr.
Beautiful,
Dan.
Beautiful, Dr. Dan.
Thank you, Dr. Thank Dan. You. Thank you. Thank
Praise
you.
Lord,
God bless
God.
You.
Praise God.
God bless you for the understanding.
Ooh, glory to God.
Saints,
and
as we continue
call.
To lift up your hearts in praise, let us now receive our next worship song from Prophet Dennis Vega Quiles,
yes.
Region 3, Florida.
Sister Norma, can you unmute your phone?
Yes, because they're piggybacking, right?
Yes.
Na 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 na. There is a God who loves me, who loves me. He's mine. That is the place where I stay.
Oh, glory.
And that where I belong. Take to the place, boy. That secret place where I can be with you. You can make me happy. I need your heart. I need your warmth. I need your love. Hallelujah. They love her. Oh, great Jesus. To rise to heal. Oh, that is the place where I change. Where I belong, take me to the place, Lord. Do not leave the place where I can be with you. You can make me like you. Why me is gone. Body to the Lord, body to the Lord. Take me to that place,
Blessed Dennis, because he always depends on his wife.
I think this is the first time that she wasn't here to translate for him.
All right.
Yes.
Praise God, Dennis.
Amen.
Good. Yeah. I'm
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're getting bold. Amen.
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 Amen. Bringing us our mission statement tonight is gospel worker Susan A. Reed, Region 1, Boston, Massachusetts.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ma'am. Go right ahead.
Loud and clear.
Greetings, everybody. Greetings.
God bless you.
Greetings.
Amen.
Greetings. God bless you, Susan.
God bless you. I'm honored to be the mission statement. To meet great expectations, our heart is bound, is to bond in covenant with Almighty God, the Father, our Lord, Josiah, Jesus, with one another, who are like-minded in bringing new beginnings, 88 ISC, under divine headship. To God be the glory. That, to me, means that God is the divine headship and has given us the authority to operate in his ways and to build his kingdom. And all our hearts are to be on one accord and bond together in his likeness, and understand that his promises can only be achieved when we are on one accord towards his goal for us to achieve his kingdom here on earth. And we're to do that work and with great
Wow.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen, Susan. Thank you.
Beautiful. Praise God. Amen. Now we'll have our chief apostle to come and take care of our giving invitation, of our tithes and our offerings. Chief Apostle.
Glory. Oh, thank you, Dr. Jones.
God
still
bless
messed
you.
Up over your singing last week. Glory to God. Messed up over Apostle Charlie and Daughter Darker.
Okay.
Interview. Glory to God. Messed
you.
Up over Dr. Dan. Just messed up everywhere. The 24-hour prayer still got me messed up. And this month is our Lord and Savior's month. The month of
Amen.
Resurrection. Glory to God. The
Amen.
Month of power. Glory to God. We honor God tonight. And to
Amen.
Our overseer, Apostle
yes.
Charlie
yes.
and Brother
Amen.
Simon. To Apostle Kite and Dr. Smith in his silence. He's not absent, just silent.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Dr. Joyce and Dr. McGlynn and amen. And to amen. Those who host and those who greet. Amen, Daughter Dorcas, and all of you and your prospective places. To our mothers on the phone, we greet you all. Our deacons, the Lord be praised tonight. I'm
Amen.
Especially excited because the month of April is a overwhelming month for us. It is the month of holy sacrifice. Glory to God.
Amen.
We maximize church service and give them a few days off, go back, a few days off and go back. And it's just a powerful month. This month is the month that the Lord put devil's foot, put his feet on the devil's head. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Come up out of that grave. Glory to God with all power in his hand.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan can only kill sin.
Amen.
So Jesus didn't die because he was a sinner. He died because he took on the sins of the world.
Yes.
So therefore he gave his life. Glory to God. He said, no man take it, but he laid it down. And you know, if you put something down, you can come back and get it. Glory to God. And he came back and got it. He picked up his life and declared the strongest enemy of sin has been conquered. Hey, glory to God. Hell, death, and the grave. Glory to God. Hey, and then he says to us in his holy word, for God so loved the world.
Yes.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
I get emotional talking about this month. Glory to God. Celebrating our anniversary, but celebrating the anniversary of our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Hey, mm-hmm. Our Lord yet reigns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's yet sovereign. Hey, glory to God. He's still God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when I think about the offering in this aspect and what we have taught this month, if you ever give a seed, this is the month to give one. This is the month to sow something. I mean, if you have your own church homes, glory to God. Hallelujah. But many of you hear the word here, and some of you, NBA is your church home, glory to God. And some of you, amen, sow your special tithes here and your special seed offerings here. Tonight is an important night. Dr. Dan hit it out the park. We are approaching the 7 days of the Feast of the Passover.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
After a while, it'll be Good Friday. Pastor Charlie, hard for me to shop on Good Friday. Hey, glory.
Yeah.
Hey, glory.
Yes,
they say that's the best time to shop because everything cheap and discounted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when I think about what that Black Friday means.
Jesus.
Yes. I say when I think about what that Black Friday means.
Yes, yes.
Hey. Hey. The sky turned black. The moon.
Mm-hmm.
Dripped in blood. The sun refused to shine. The stars got high blood pressure and fell from their civil sockets. The earth reeled and rocked. Hey, glory to God.
Jesus.
And that was a man at the foot of the cross. A Romantine soldier cried out, surely this must be the Son of the living God. The Baptist holler, surely this must be, surely this must be the Son of the living God. When your enemy recognize who you are, to God
Jesus.
Be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
This is the holy month of resurrection, or Easter, or sunrise. Today, we give God honor.
Amen.
O kata barata. We teach our people this month, give a special seed faith offering. Sacrifice. Dr. Dan said something powerful. They killed an animal, which was an offering, and sprinkled his blood over the doorpost, which was an act of faith and obedience. They ate no leavened bread, which was also an act of faith. They was getting ready to get out of Dodge. They was finna come out of that bondage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that one act, that one seed, that one sacrifice of those who put that blood over their doorpost rebuked death. My God.
Yes.
A seed that covered them. A seed that prepared them for the greatest exit of all times ever recorded. The coming out of Egypt land. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
God so loved the world that he gave. Love is a giving. He sowed a seed, his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in Okatabasa shall not perish, but have everlasting life. As people began to come to the Lord this week to give their life to Christ, some were saved, some rededicated. This is the month to rededicate. This mm-hmm. is the month. This is the season. Today is the day to repent. Glory to God. And they gave. And they sowed. What can we give him? Our life. And other than our life, we can give him a seed. A seed. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Except a seed go into the ground and die, there'll not be a harvest. But Jesus is the first seed and the first resurrection. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. He was offered tonight. Oh, tonight.
Jesus.
Do you feel me tonight? Glory to God. Lift your hands and praise him. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God tonight. Get a seed in your hand. Get a seed in your hand. Hey, for our Lord and our Savior. Oh, glory to God. And we are sowing it into NBADA. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Today, this week will not pass without a seed being sown. And when you shopping on Good Friday, think about the night that our Lord, or the day, it was looked like night, but it was day that our Lord died for you. Hallelujah. He died so you could have a Good Friday, so you could have a Black Friday. Glory to God. He died so you could have these privileges. Glory to God. He died so you could have life. And when I think about the old songs of old, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to. Can't you hear the hammer ringing? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hold that seed up tonight. What you purpose in your heart to give. Hold it up tonight. That's a special oil. That's a special grace tonight. That's a special anointing. Wouldn't it be wonderful tonight if everyone that hears the voice of the Lord tonight will sow a seed this week? Glory to God. Hey, for the salvation, for the healing, for the redemption of mankind. You have to understand how powerful this is. You just got out of 24-hour prayer. Glory to God. God, hear our prayer. God, hear our call. And if my people call by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my turn, I will hear from heaven. I will heal and I will forgive. This is the word of the Lord. And now, 2 weeks later, resurrection. What a mighty God we serve. Do you have it up there? Do you have it up there? Hold that hand up there. Purpose in your heart. Chief said this is a special week. This is a supernatural. Yes, Ekatamansa. This week is so supernatural to me. On Friday, I even look at how the animals act.
Mm-hmm.
I look at how nature acts. And most of the time, generally, there's some type of thunder and lightning or some type of shaking or some type of storm or some. Oh, my God. And I walk outside and I always ask, could this be the day? And it doesn't matter if it's many thousands of days off, but in my heart, I'm honoring God for his death and his resurrection just for me. So will you hold it up tonight? Will you purpose in your heart to give God a special seed faith offering tonight on behalf of the resurrection of our Lord? I'm sowing it tonight. And put a title on it. Put a put a name on it. Put an assignment on it. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. I sow this seed to rebuke death. I sow this seed for the salvation of my spouse or my family. I sow this seed for a blessing of health. Glory to God. Put an assignment on it.
Amen.
Hold it up tonight. In Jesus' name. You see the hand. You see the seed. You see the heart connected to the hand. Connected to the seat. You know the house. And you know the need. Honor their faith tonight. And meet the need. Let there be not one that says, I don't have anything to give. I'm not going to give. Let there be an effort and a sacrifice to give tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity. Oh, I'm full. Glory to God. And
amen.
Thank you tonight, amen, for trusting us to minister the offering. And amen, our host will come and give you mailing instructions. God bless you, Dr. Jones, Apostle Charlie. We honor
praise
you tonight.
God.
Glory to God. Glory to
God. Yes, God bless you, Apostle, Chief Apostle. Send your donation check or money order payable to NB88IFC, P.O. Box 1534, Peru, Indiana, 46970-4534. Or donate using Visa or MasterCard to www.nb88ifc.org. And while you're getting your gifts ready, we will have a selection, an offertory song by gospel worker Celie Hall.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, God.
Open up. I will cross in the Lord.
My God.
In the Lord, I will trust.
Yeah.
Till I die.
Yeah.
Hey, glory.
That's how I'll be glad when I get out.
Yes, God.
Yes, in the Lord.
Yes.
In the Lord. Until I die, I'm going to go on the battlefield.
Yes.
What you say?
I stay on the battlefield until I die.
Yes, God.
Stay on the battlefield.
Say it, brother.
I'm going to stay on.
Sing it, Mother.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
yes,
God. Father, we thank you for those who are given tonight, God, and those, oh God, who have. They may not have anything to give tonight, but they'll give tomorrow. They'll give during this week because we know this is a special time. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will bless and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are at the time of announcements now. Remembering the church's benevolent fund, and I'm going to turn this part over to Apostle Charlie and Dorcas. Amen.
Amen. Can you guys refresh, Keith, and
Dr. Joyce?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes. Just refresh. Hit your refresh button.
Okay. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen.
Okay,
praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
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 Praise
amen.
God. All right.
The apostle talked about giving tonight. Amen.
Yes.
And no greater love has no man than
no
this.
Greater love.
Yes.
That a man lay down his life
hey.
For his friends.
Yes.
That's coming from John 15:13. Mm-hmm. And we say here, Christ has not only spoken to us by his life,
Jesus.
But has also spoken for us by his death.
My.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. That's a big speech to speak
yes,
that.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Unspoken speech. And Dr. Dan enlightened us tonight.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, he always comes forth and you always learn something from Dr. Dan.
Yes.
He's such a good teacher and he's teaching us. Of course, I'm not home right now, but he sent me a Hebrew calendar so I would understand the festivals of celebrations for the holidays that God really anointed and appointed us to have and adhere by. Be obedient because they were very, very, very sacred. And the Passover is one of them. And as you guys know, the first annual 24-hour prayer was last year, 2018, on April the 6th, I believe. I'm sorry, March 17th. This year, we just celebrated this past weekend, Saturday. And I tell you, it's such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling when you're obedient.
Amen.
And always something good comes out of obedience. And that's why I said, under 2 Chronicles 7:14,
yes,
that there are blessings in obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath the image on the name site, it says obedience generates blessings.
Glory.
Amen. Amen.
And NB88 was born out of obedience, even though, you know, like Moses, none of us want certain things, but God will chase you down. I really, to this day, I know for a fact that my brother went to heaven, was with the Lord, but he had 3 or 4 chances because he was called and he never adhered to his calling. And so, like his wife said, so God just spanked his butt and brought him on home because he wasn't going to be obedient. That's exactly what she said, because he had so many close calls. Anytime somebody lose 24 pints of blood, you know it's nothing but Jesus. And a kidney.
Jesus.
All right? And so I just want to say that obedience has always been, and God tells us it is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Okay? I'm being obedient right now where I sit here in Florida to help take care of my sister. That's being obedient because God knows that I need to be at home taking care of NB88 things in a different way than I'm doing right now. And things are coming up, but you just have to know that God is faithful and we must remain faithful as he is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. And so what I want to do, Dr. Dan, and thank you very much, I went ahead, and if all of you will refresh, under the announcements, NB88 is calling a 3-day fast, NB88. We can't take all the time. We have to give. We must give. We when you're fasting, it's such a great feeling because you're not all weighted down with all the craziness, the sweets, and the goodies, you know, that you think of the goodies. But I tell you, we're going to start fasting at the break of day at 001 hour on April the 18th, which is Thursday morning, NB88.
Amen.
Okay. Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. Are we going to fast all day Friday, Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night?
Amen.
After midnight, Saturday night.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. After midnight, Saturday night. And we're gonna go ahead, and when sunrise, at sunrise, actually till sunrise, or Sunday morning.
Thank you, Lord.
And then we're gonna, and I'm gonna change that. It should be sunrise Sunday morning. We'll fast from Thursday night or Thursday morning, midnight, on the 18th. On the 18th at 1 minute after. And this is all Eastern Standard Time. You guys may adjust yourselves accordingly if you like, but we always post on Eastern Standard Time. I'll put that in there, okay? Now, Passover begins in the evening of the 19th, I believe. It begins in the evening of April the 19th.
Glory.
And it ends on April the 27th. Some people say 8 days, and some say seven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is what Dr. Dan was referring to. Unleavened bread should be eaten during this time. Okay? And you can fast during that time, too. Keep on going.
Yes.
So Passover lasts for up to 8 days or 7 days among Reformed Jewish groups. And there are many Jewish people who adhere to most of the Sabbath observations during the last day of Passover. And it says some may take a holiday around this time of the year because it is a time of celebration. Christ has risen during that time.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's the whole world should be shaking.
Oh, no.
The whole world should be shaken because of Passover. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And NB88, we're grateful. We're thankful. We're grateful that God has called this body as one to come together. And, you know, for years and years, remember, Brother Mac, all of you guys, Dr. McGlynn, all of you, Dr. Casper, you all remember when we were talking about the prosperity packages. And go back and look at your emails I sent you. Years and years ago, we always said that when God does the shift, it was always going to be either around Christmas or Easter.
Glory, glory.
Christmas or resurrection time.
Mm-hmm.
And look when he's doing it.
Hallelujah.
Look at when he's doing it.
Amen.
Man. This is the time. And you know why? Because of the world with the trades. I'm going to tell you the truth. And you out there in Illuminati, you guys can hear me because we're not afraid anymore because you can't pull us down. Too many people know. You can't silence all of us.
Glory to God.
You see? So I'm telling you, these are the two times of the year that they do the world trades two times a year. Two times. And I'm talking the world trade. All of them have always been involved. But now with the shift, they won't any longer be in control. No more. God is in control because for them, it was all about control and about money. Money and greed and control. So now, with the new money coming, they cannot make money. Man cannot any longer print money that will have any value. The only value now with any commodity is going to be a commodity only God can make. Man cannot make precious metals. They can't make gold.
That's right.
Man cannot make oil. And God has chosen these two commodities to control the economy.
Mama.
And that is going to be Oil bonds. That's what you guys purchased when you got the currency. And precious metal. Gold, silver, platinum, uranium, all of that. Only God, man can't make that.
That's right.
So they can't go printing up money. The new money that's coming out now, the new money, of course, is going to be backed by only what God can back up, and that is
Amen.
Oil and precious metal.
Amen. Glory to God.
Okay. This is why all these years, right around the time of the World Trade Center, all of these years, man has tried to take away even whole countries.
Glory.
Like Iraq.
Glory.
You know, because of their oil. They're the second largest oil countries in the world.
Wow.
Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not into politics. I'm just into the truth. And God's got it printed right there for us in the 5th chapter of James. All we have to do, get on our knees, pray, ask for discernment, and get it done. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then he says he's taking me back, you back, because if you're an MB-88 and you believe what I believe, because I believe what God said, and he says you're going back to Babylon in Jeremiah 29:10. I keep telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Going back. When you say, he says you're going back, if anybody says you're going back, that means you've been there before.
Yeah.
So now you're going back. And he says you're going back at the completion of the 70th year. And that's when Israel became free.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
2018 NB 88. The 70th year, Jubilee.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And then going back where Abraham was born.
Hallelujah.
Going back where the Garden of Eden started. That's where it was. You guys are going back there. And so don't think you're getting all this money for free. You got to work.
Yeah,
you got a job to do. You got an assignment.
Yes.
You are assigned. And you must fulfill your assignment. And we're going to have a really, really, really good time in Texas.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We got to get together and fellowship. And I mean, it's just laid out for us.
Thank you, Lord.
It's all laid out. See, I told you guys, all you had to do is wait on the Lord.
Amen.
And he will do it where you don't have to struggle.
Lord.
His yoke is easy.
Thank you, Lord. That is brilliant.
His yoke is easy.
Thank you, Lord.
His yoke is easy. So we have a lot of announcements, you guys. And guess what? You're going to have a lot of announcements in Texas.
Praise God.
Real live ones.
Amen.
You guys are going to have representatives from Wells Fargo Bank there, Mr. Blanco. We now have our own in-house corporate attorney. I talked to him today. It's not midnight yet. I talked to him today. Elder Kite is so good. She's fixing things up for me. I can just put it. Send her an email and it's done. And I told him today that she was going to be emailing him tomorrow.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So MB-88, you know, take heed to what we're telling you. Talked to Seely today and she was just so, I mean, when she calls, I get lifted up because she's so full of the truth and so full of where we came from, because, you know, we're going back, oh, my goodness, 30 years or whatever.
My Lord.
It's amazing.
Jesus.
It is amazing.
Amen.
God is so good, MB-88.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So pay attention. Pay attention to what he asks you to do. Just go to 28th chapter of Deuteronomy and pay attention to that. You're going to be all right if you do all of that. Okay, so just because, you know, we're using 2 Chronicles 7:14, live it every day. That's what he wants you to do, live it every day. And you'll see that he'll heal the land. He's not talking just about the United States of America. He's talking about all of the land.
Amen.
All of his whole entire creation. Okay, now I'm not going to be preaching tonight, y'all. Okay?
Lord.
But I'm just telling you, we're getting really excited. Because you know what? We, Richard and Mary and Kaloha and Pastor Diamond, they can tell you, and Dorcas, we were real skeptical about overbooking the rooms, and we didn't want to pay attrition percentage. Mm-hmm. And so we said we're only going to have 50 rooms, which means, you know, two or three in a room, you got 250, maybe 200 people. And you guys were really, really great and obedient and registering. And so we had to raise it to 100.
Praise.
And now Dorcas tells me tonight we're raising it more. It's going more and more and more.
Hmm.
More and more and more. Because you can have an input in Texas because the event planners, which are Richard from Nevada and Mary and Kay Aloha from Hawaii, and also Pastor Diamond from Alabama, they're going to have a workshop as well. And they're going to be asking you, where do you want to go? We already know in three of the event plans are Hawaiian Island Cruise again that we've been planning. And now while we're there, we'll be doing a Godstock concert for 3 days.
Amen.
Okay? And then Mary and Kay Aloha told me last night that Pastor Jarvis wants to have it at the Blaisdell Center. The Blaisdell Center is where Billy Graham and all of them have their crusades. And it's really, really a huge, big event. And we know we can pack the stadium. But the Aloha, the Waikiki Shell, it's just beautiful outside, and the pavilion is really nice. And you guys are going to enjoy after church. We're going to Pastor Lily's church on Sunday while we're in Texas.
All right.
And then after church, we're going to Apostle Sam's ranch, 11 and a half acres.
My.
Okay, and so we'll sit down with more of a formal dinner there after church, a brunch, like a buffet or whatever. And then the next day, Monday, is Memorial Day. And we're having a big picnic there, horseback riding for the kids and all the event plans and everything. It's going to be really fun. And plus, it's at NASA. You know, NASA is where they send off the rockets and all that crazy stuff. And that's where we'll be at the NASA Clearwater Hilton.
Amen.
And if you look on the NEEM site under events, Pastor Diamond has done some great images of some of the things that's going on the invitations. So if you go to the NEEM site and take a look. And Dorcas, I want to ask you a question. Should we put like the dinner, anybody's invited to the ball, the dinner on Saturday night. Saturday night is the big ball, and that's when you can bring that's where we'll be having our awards and ceremony and things like that. It'll be really nice on Saturday night. So all you pastors, bring your whole congregation. You'll be able to afford it. Fly them all in. fly them all in. You know, you guys see our logo is on the knee side at the heading, and it's been that way for years and years and years and years. Linking your ministry with God's unlimited. There is no limit, and that's why we're a church without walls. No limit. And see, we've experienced it, and we have been. We've been on this journey. I know I have for over 45 years. And it's still like, if God said another 40 apostle, I'll be right here.
Amen.
Doesn't matter. I'm not going anywhere till God says so. Amen.
Amen.
So those announcements, and I thank God for Dorcas and Karen. Amen. Karen is, she has a real labor of love with the videos and whatever, and Manuel and
yes.
Santiago. And they're doing this even with sick children, but they're working around it because
wow.
Santiago's daughter, Jasmine, she's really pray for that family. I implore you guys to do that, please.
Yes.
Pray for a family, for a child, you know, to be sick like that. Pray, pray, pray. Our prayers work. The prayers work of the righteous works.
Yes,
God.
Yes. Man, ask Chief.
Ask
Pastor Trevino.
Yes,
he'll tell you. Ask Pastor Smith. He'll tell you. Tammy and her breathing and all. You know, there's a reason for all of this. God has a reason. Just ask him. And he makes no mistakes.
Oh, no.
No mistakes. No mistakes. Okay. Charge it to the head, not the heart, if I left anything out, you guys.
All right,
Apostle. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. So we praise and thank God. And we had a breakthrough today, too, with my sister, and a lot of things happened. And
yes,
I just praise God.
You.
I thank God for her not being brain dead.
Thank
That's
you.
A blessing.
Yes.
That is a blessing. When you had two strokes and an aneurysm, and you still got good sense. You know that's God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Glory
God. God. And it would, believe me, be hard on me. And Monica and James. Oh, Lord. And Yvonne and Iris. And Iris is on the call tonight, her and Yvonne. They're Lola's friends.
Praise God.
Praise Jesus for them. Amen. Okay, I'm going to be quiet now. Dr. Jones.
All right.
All right. Okay. Well, do we go all the way down to the messenger or song selection?
We're going down to the prayer warriors.
Prayer warriors. Okay, let's see where they are.
That's the Kite, Elder Kite, Apostle Kite,
yes.
Mardine, Ambassador Mardine.
Praise God. Amen.
Dwight. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Tell us about these prayers. Ambassador Martin.
Yes, go.
Well, I tell
well.
I tell you, without prayer, you don't have anything.
Amen. A club.
You don't have anything at all. That's it. That's all. Might as well forget it. But with prayer, it changes things. It changes a family. It changes a nation. It changes the world. Prayer.
Amen.
I keep asking for people to come on the prayer tower and join us because we need to build a wall, just like Nehemiah did. I'm serious. I've seen this whole time, that we have to build a wall and stand. I'm so proud of you. You know, you were... There were so many people that were on that 24-hour day prayer. It was so beautiful.
Yes.
So beautiful. Please consider making it a daily thing. It's only 15 minutes or a half an hour. And do what Apostle asked from the very beginning and form a threefold cord. You know, you have two prayer partners, NB88. Prayer partners, and you can share the days. I'm telling you, my friends, I love you all, but I'm telling you, the days are short, and we are standing in the gap for a lost and dying world. My God, have mercy, and come and heal our hearts. He has had mercy. He has come. He adores you.
Yes, go.
He sees the things you go through. Never think he doesn't. Now then, it's time for you to understand how important intercessory prayer is. It what moves the hand of God. Okay? It moves the hand of God.
Yes.
So it's vital for the growth of the body of Christ. Vital.
Amen.
Okay? And it's offered through our Prayer Tower Global Live Prayer Line, 30 minutes to 4. The worship service, now this is the number, okay? It's a new number, so please take it down. is 712-775-7035. And the new PIN is 225-743-pound. Now remember, not only this day, but all through the week. So, you know, send me here we are with Prayer Tower. There's, what do we have? Prayer Towers Global at NB88IFC.org. Send your prayer requests. Send your time that you want to come on.
Lord,
we love you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you believe in the power of prayer, our Prayer Towers Global prayer line is open.
Amen.
Okay? And we love you.
Lord.
Now, if you want prayer, someone to pray with you, add your phone number and I'll get back to you. God bless you. And please remember the noonday prayer line with Apostle and Elder Teresa.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it is so powerful. Yeah. Please, please, it's only for, well, you don't have to even be there the whole hour if you don't have it, but really listen to them as they come and talk to you. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Ambassador. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
Good evening.
No. Yeah.
Glory. God bless you.
Good evening.
Family, thank you so much to everyone in their respective places, and we appreciate each and every one of you for all that you do.
A little bit louder.
We appreciate everyone in their respective places for what they contribute to the team of NB88 and under Apostle Charlie. We so much appreciate you. The purpose of my speaking tonight is to remind everyone about the noonday prayer line, which is held Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday weekly from 12 noon until 1. And the number is area code 712-451-0203. And the PIN number is 634-151-pound. We truly would appreciate your coming in and joining our team as we go before the throne of grace. You know, there is a saying that says, a family that prays together stays together. And when we pray, and pray in our spiritual language, because we don't even know what we're to be praying about.
Thank you, Lord.
We may have a feeling, we may have a thought, someone might have said something, but ever so often, God would reveal to us that he will give us the unction to pray as we pray in our spiritual language for things that line up perfectly with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it has never failed. God's will is always perfect. His timing is always perfect. And we're just so grateful for the opportunity to serve as intercessors, as we join together with our NB88 family and all of those that join us on the noonday prayer line.
Yes,
thank you so very much. God bless you. And thank you, Apostle Charlie, for an opportunity to share this.
Thank you, Uncle Craig. God bless you. Amen. Praise God.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Ready for the word now. Special song.
Amen. Our special song before the messenger for tonight will be sung by Apostle Jerome and Elder Teresa Kite. And our messenger for this evening is Bishop Byron Sterling, Region 1, Uniondale, New York.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
That's right. Yes, go.
Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living.
Amen, Lord.
beautiful.
And amen,
beautiful.
Amen, amen. Yes. You can right. use me too.
Amen.
You can use a donkey. You can use a donkey. You can use
come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And our messenger for this evening, Bishop Byron Sterling, Region 1, Uniondale, New York, will come now.
All right. Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Giving heart and glory and praise to our God, our Savior, the King of all King and the Lord of all Lords. Glory to
yes,
his name. I give honor
Amen.
To him. And also I want to greet each and every one of you. Praise be the name of the Lord. Greetings to Apostle Charlie and all the rest. Apostle Kites. Praise be the name of the Lord. And each and every one on the line tonight, I extend holy greetings to you. The Spirit of God in me, greet the Spirit of God in you.
Amen.
Praise be the Lord. I've been waiting patiently, and I esteemed it a great privilege to once again be able to address the members of NB88, the seasoned members, and also current and newly members.
Lord.
Praise be the name of the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
And to praise his holy name.
Yes, God.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship, this time of great blessing, this time of refreshing. And Father, we humble ourselves before you.
Jesus.
And mighty God,
yes.
we open our hearts, our minds, and we give you our soul.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we pray now that you will come and that you will touch
yes,
our hearts and minds
yes.
with thy love, with thy blood,
yes.
with thy grace, and with
yes.
thy power.
Lord.
Mighty God, I pray that you will remove everything that is unlike
yes.
you.
Lord.
And may you, O Father, fill our hearts with thy love,
Lord.
Thy unadulterated love, thy unconditional love. Mighty God, let the blood of Jesus Christ reach our hearts tonight. Convict us, mighty God. And Father, Lord, may you search us and see if there be any wicked ways within us. And Lord God, may you wash us and purge us. Cleanse us and purify us. Saturate us tonight. Consecrate us, Lord God. And purify us and let us be who you want us to be.
Yes, God.
Let us lose ourselves and find it, Lord, in thee. Mighty God of Daniel, have
God
thy own sweet way today, tonight,
yes.
as
yes.
we glorify you and magnify you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy One of Israel, Yahshua the Savior. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, my brothers and sisters. I have been listening, and I'm so grateful that you have find it within your hearts to listen to the voice of God,
yes, God.
And to
yeah.
obey his spirit, to obey the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit leads you.
Yes, God.
And think it not strange and take it not for granted that God has destined this night to be so. And I thank God that he has touched you so that you were able to call on me to speak with you a little
yes.
bit. Now, we're going to touch on some deep things. I like to get deep in the Word of God. And contrary to most common demands and teachings and so forth, I usually like to go against the grain. I usually like to take
Lord.
People to a place where they are challenged.
Yes.
And so, as we make our commitment, let us keep in mind that our commitment is not to man, but our commitment is first and foremost, primarily, to God Almighty.
Amen.
And the question is, where is your heart tonight?
Yes.
Is your heart with him, or is your heart partially with him?
My God.
Are you fully in? Are you fully persuaded? Is it that you have made up within yourself, within your minds, within your soul, within your body? Comes what may, I will forever be faithful. Comes what may, I will do his will. Are you fully sold out to him that you can say without a shadow of a doubt that my hope is built on nothing less?
Yeah, glory.
But Jesus, Lord, and his righteousness.
And righteous.
Glory be to God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
God.
You see, the world today have a way of putting down the people of God. And because the world put down the people of God and tried to suppress the people of God, many times you find out that the church will compromise in order to fit in to the world, in order to ease the blow, in order to say to the world, listen, I don't want you to come down so hard on me, but I need to survive. I need to live. I need to be. I need to exist. And if you suppress me so much, then I won't live, I won't survive.
Glory.
So what we, or many as Christians will do, they will begin to compromise. They will begin to adapt to the things of the world. They will start to embrace the things of the world. They will start to make excuses. They will begin to change the words to fit the reason why they do what they do. Because, let us face it, brothers and sisters, let us face it, ministers of God,
my God,
we all want to survive.
Mama.
Within each and every one of us, there is that instinct.
Yes.
There is that drive. Mm-hmm. There is that emotion. There is something that drives you, that compels you, that pushes you to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then when you have met the Master, he says that if any man be in Christ Jesus, you have now become a new person, a new creature. So the sinful things that you used to do, those old things, those old ways are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. You begin to walk a new walk, talk a new talk, and live a different life. But the thing is, the life that you now live, you live not off yourself, but
right.
What? You live through Christ Jesus because of what? He gave himself for you.
Praise God.
And so the sacrifices that you make today, the way that you carry yourself, it's all because of Christ Jesus and because he lives within. And so that brings us to the place where God says in his word, according to Jeremiah chapter 17, and I won't be long, I'll go through this as quickly as possible.
Glory to God.
Thus said the Lord, curse be the man that trusted in man.
Yes.
Are you listening, somebody?
Come on.
Curse be the man that trusted in another man. Curse be the man that trusted in another person and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. I hope somebody is listening tonight.
Amen.
Because the Lord God is saying to you tonight, you see, NBADA, through the authority that God has given Apostle Charlie, is looking to bless you. But so many of you are sitting on the wayside and you are depending on the blessing.
My God.
Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I think I'm going to hit somebody too hard tonight. Because, you see, when you begin to put your trust in the things of this world, when you begin to put your trust in the devices of this world, when you begin to put your trust in the things of this world that you believe will bring you success, or that you believe that will take you out of persecution and tribulation and hardship and difficulties, oh, my brothers and sisters, you don't know what you're putting your trust in. Lord, because the Bible says that you will be cursed.
Mama.
And you don't want to be cursed, do you?
No.
You want to be blessed.
Glory.
So therefore, who makes it all happen? Who puts it together? Who makes it all possible? It is the Lord. Everything that you have belongs to Him. Everything that you don't even have as yet still belongs to Him. All that you are, it is all because of Him.
Mama.
Hear this, my brothers and sisters. The Bible says that he that shall be like the... You see, he that trusted in man, you shall be like the heat in the desert. Oh, the heat in the desert is very hot. Very hot. So hot that it can become unbearable. And shall not see when good cometh. Why will you not see when good cometh? Because now you are blinded. You have good right now and don't even realize how good you have it. You have so much good right now. You have so much blessings right now. You're not even realizing how blessed you are, because you keep speaking some things in the atmosphere that defeats the blessing that you have already have and the blessing that you are even about to receive. Because the heat in the desert, you are so hot, you are so heated, you are so busy. You are so busy looking for comfort that even when good comes, you don't even see it.
Jesus.
But shall inherit the parched places in the wilderness. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You're going to inherit the parched places in the wilderness? Why? In a salt land, and you will not even inhabit it. But why? Why? You see, those things that you will now inherit, it's because, yes, you did put your trust in man. So if you put your trust in man and the man provide those things for you, then why are you complaining?
I go.
Why would you complain now that you have received what you have put your trust in, because you trust in those things? Some trust in horses, some trust in princes.
Yeah.
Some trust in chariots. Why? Because they believe that the horses, the chariot, is going to take them from point A to point B. The horses or the chariot or the princes is going to accomplish for them certain things. And so here it is. You inhabit what you have trusted. You have it. You have received it. But you will not enjoy it. Why? Because the Bible now says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Who should we trust in? We should trust in the Lord. Yes, we trust Apostle Charlie. Yes, we trust our fellow men. But guess what? We have to trust them even to a limit. And even when we trust them to a limit, you are not saying that that limit is compromised, because it is limited. No, You trust them to a limit with the understanding that God, oh, come on, somebody, are you hearing what I'm saying? You trust them to the limit knowing that God is the one who leads them. And because God is the one who is leading them, you can then do what? Trust them to the power of God. Trust them with the realization that they cannot do anything without Him. And you likewise cannot do anything without Him. So therefore, they are putting their trust in God. You are putting your trust in God. And therefore, we are all on the same page.
Yes, God.
As the mission statement would say, we are now under one headship, under one body, having all things in common, seeing eye to eye. Oh, hello, somebody.
Yes.
Hello. Amen.
For He shall be as a tree. Come on, brothers. Listen to this now. Here is your blessing. Here it comes. Wait for it. Here it comes. For you shall be what? As a tree planted where?
By
the waters. Why are you going to be planted by the waters? Because when you are close to the water, your root goes down into the ground and it spreads out, and wherever the water is, the root findeth it, and when the root findeth it, the root receives the water, and the water does what? It travels all the way to the branches, to the leaves. And you are now flourishing. Hello. Oh, glory to God. Come on, somebody. Because Jesus Christ is that water. Because Jesus Christ is that river that floweth from the throne of God. Just like the water that floweth from the Garden of Eden. It is Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to know when Revelation tells you that the water floweth from the throne of God. Yes, it is Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. He will water you. He will make you to flourish as a tree that is planted by the rivers of water.
Yeah.
And watch this, my brothers and sisters. Watch this now. When the heat cometh, when the desert heat cometh, it shall not scorch you, but your leaf will always be green. Oh, come on, somebody. Isn't it mysterious to see a flourishing green olive tree in the middle of the desert, in the midst of the desert? Oh, that's what you're going to be like.
Jesus.
You shall not be careful in the years of drought. What does that mean? It means that your store basket will never go empty. Come on, somebody look at Deuteronomy 28. This is what it's saying, that you will always have, even in the drought season, when the people all around you are suffering the evil. Oh, come on, somebody. You're looking at that evil neighbor. You're looking at that wicked neighbor. You're looking at your co-workers. Oh, they look so good. Oh, they look so flourishing. Oh, they got it going on. Oh, they got the nice car. They got the nice house. Oh, they got everything going. And I'm a child of God. And look at me. I'm suffering. I'm going through this. And I'm going through that. And I don't understand. Why is it that they have everything and I have nothing? But here the Lord says to you, trust in Him, the Lord God. Because when the drought cometh, come on, somebody, the fancy car will go. The hurricane will come and blow down the house, but your house will keep standing. They don't have food in their house because they got to pay. They got to make the car note. They got to pay the mortgage. They can't find food to eat. But you will be blessed because you will always have food. You will always have substance in your house. Thus said the Lord God.
Amen.
In a time of drought, you will be blessed. You will always have fruit. You will always be yielding fruit over and over. Your yielding will never cease. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Wicked. I hear Apostle Charlie talks about some people who are supposed to be by her side, but because of the heart. Come on now, you hear what I'm saying? Because of the wickedness of their heart, they decide to deceive. They decide to walk in darkness. They decide to pull the rug from underneath you. Oh, come on now, you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
And some people say you will never make it without them. But great is the Lord God, our Savior. You can make it with the Lord. And they are right that you cannot make it with them, and you cannot make it even without them. Because guess what? You can make it with the Lord.
Yes, yes.
You don't need them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Can I speak the truth to somebody tonight?
Amen.
The Lord is your strength. Because the Lord will give you, watch this now. If I had time, you could have read down some more. Because the Lord will bless you with house that you never build.
Yeah.
He will give you land that you never tilled. He will give you vineyard that you never planted.
Yes.
My God. Look at the next verse. It says, as the partridge sitteth on an egg and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not be right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool.
Yes. Amen.
Be careful what you wish for.
Amen.
Be careful what you pray for, because your heart got to be in the right place.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
If you receive it, to God be the glory. If you don't receive it, to God be the glory. You don't turn around and curse the person that you thought was going to bless you, because the blessing don't come from them, but the blessing comes
Amen.
From the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Yes.
We don't have anything.
So even if God decided and chose to bless you with substance overflowing like a mighty sea, you better make sure your heart is in the right place.
Hallelujah.
Where is your heart tonight? Is it in the right place?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Is it in the right place?
Jesus.
Glory to God. There are so many, there are so many things out there to lead you astray, to influence you. But let me tell you something. God has given you dominion. I will not go into any doctrinal stuff or whatever, but I want to let you know this, that you have dominion. You have power. In Genesis, even Cain, when he messed up, God gave him the opportunity to repent, and he did not repent, but God still said to him, Cain, your desire shall be to the flesh, your desire shall be to sin, but I will give you dominion over it. I will give you dominion over sin. I will give you dominion over the oppressor, the suppressor. God
Amen.
Has given each and every one of you dominions tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He has given you, claim it. The reason why the devil want to destroy you so much is because, guess what? He cannot give life. He has not the knowledge of giving life, of making life, of creating life, but you do. Each and every one of you, as a man, you have the ability to create life. As a woman, you have the ability to create life, to bring forth life in this world, and the devil cannot do it. The devil cannot do that. Yeah. He does not have such powers. And therefore, he wants to take you out by any means necessary. But God says, I have equipped you. I have given you dominion.
Jesus.
I have given you power.
Yes.
And that's all you got to understand. Walk in it. Speak in it. Stop saying that I'm sick. Now you should say, I am fighting against sickness.
Glory to God.
Stop saying that I have cancer. You need to say, I am fighting against cancer.
Come on.
Begin to speak that you are fighting against it, and you will defeat everything that comes your way, because victory belongs to me. Thus said the Lord God. He will fight your battles for you. In him you will find the victory. In him you will have the victory. So no more I am poor, but I'm fighting against poverty. No more I am in poverty, but I'm fighting against poorness, and I shall be blessed, because the Lord God said it.
Amen.
Mama.
You don't have diabetes.
Glory.
But you are fighting against diabetes. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Mm-hmm.
In each and every human being, there is a spirit of God. There is no spirit of devil in them until they open the door and let the devil in. In every human being that walks the face of the earth, there is a spirit of God in each and every human being.
Yes, God.
But the minute you open the door and let the devil in, then you have spirits of devils in you.
Amen. Amen.
But as long as you don't open that door, my brothers and sisters, there ain't no devil spirit in you. It is only the Spirit of God.
Glory to God.
And where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And where the Spirit of God is, there is no evil spirit can dwell therein.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because God will not allow it. Walk in the authority. Walk with the victory. May God bless you tonight. May God cause His face to shine upon you.
Yes, God.
May God lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Both now and forevermore. Make your pledge tonight to stand by NB88, comes what may. Don't be in it for what you can get for yourself, be in it for what you can do for somebody who needs to live a better life.
My.
Oh, sweet it is to trust in Jesus. God bless you.
Hello.
Thank you for
Amen.
The opportunity
Amen.
To speak on this.
Wow.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
My God. You, wonderful, Jesus. Apostle. Wonderful.
I know.
That's a beautiful job. Wow. Short, sweet, and powerful. But I don't have to say much tonight because it was to me and then some of the other Apostle Charlie and Apostle Kai can share, but it was as though it was a clarion call. It was as though it was a warning, a trumpet sounding. The Lord is about to bless, right? And He says, before any of that happens, check your heart.
Yeah.
Is your heart right? My God. Hallelujah. Where is your heart? Is your heart really, really here? Really, really with us? Glory to God. Is your heart true? Glory to God. Because see, how can you have good words when you have a bad heart? If your heart is evil, how can you have clean hands? Glory to God. Your heart controls everything. Is your heart with God? Does God have it? Oh my God. The man that trusts in man is going to be cursed.
My Lord.
Going to be cursed.
My Lord.
That's deep.
My Lord.
That means you put your strength in self. All human, glory to God. Don't make people your strength. People gonna let you down.
Amen.
Don't make yourself your strength.
Amen.
Glory to God. A man that trusts in man shall be God said, I'll curse him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
If
your whole heart is not with God, God knows. Ah. And I'm going to tell you this. God will reveal if your whole heart is not with NB88.
Amen.
God
just
will reveal.
Your mouth. Your land tongue.
You can't fool people. Amen. Oh, my God. People can tell when your heart's not with them.
Jesus.
But when your heart's not right, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A wife can tell when her husband's heart is not all the way with her. Oh, my God. You can look at somebody that you love and feel if something's going on in their heart. Wow. Mike, what a word tonight. Right before the blessings, God is saying, where is your heart? Where is your heart? This is a heart investigation night, and this is such a good setup for the resurrection. Is your heart right? I could go farther, but is your heart right? It's a heart investigation tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you trust in God, God's going to bless you. Mm-hmm. Apostle Charlie, we're going to bring you forward. I know you have to share tonight. I just know that was quick and powerful, especially to the part, oh my God, when he got to the part about the heath, can see, Emasatata, can it just, oh Lord, hallelujah, when your heart is not right,
amen.
You like the heath that can't see, and you make the wrong decision every time. Wow, Apostle Kite. A bad decision comes from a bad heart.
My Lord.
Oh, my Lord. That's why you have to get your heart right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Apostle Charlie, mm-hmm. please come forward. Let God use you tonight, and then we'll give it to Apostle Kite. Glory to God, and go to the altar. Lord, have mercy tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, man of God, for obeying God. Glory to God.
Amen.
I want to say, man of God, thank you for obeying your. Thank you for obeying your mother. I know this man's mother. Pastor Sterling.
Yes, I'm here.
Pastor Sterling, you had to grow up right and straight because I know your mother.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. More than likely, she's even on the line.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good woman.
Look at that.
Yes. Praise God for her.
Praise
but God. God tells us in Luke 6:45, he says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance, there's that word abundance. You guys know that's a really big, powerful word now.
Yes.
His mouth speaks.
Yes, yes.
Amen. So in other words, you can't lie to God.
Hey, it's in your heart.
You can't lie because that heart is going to tell everything.
You can't fool what's in the heart.
Even the little kid. We were talking last week, and, you know, we were saying, you know, little kids, they don't know. Yes, they do.
Wow.
They come out of the womb lying. Because, you know, when you tell them to do something, 2 years old, they're toddling around, and 2 years old, they are, you know, you tell them not to do something. And then they're going
right.
to try and test you and look up in the air, eyes bucking up in the air, and then think you're not looking. And they know they're doing something wrong. They know.
That's right.
They know.
That's right.
They know. The heart is everything.
Mm-hmm.
The heart is everything.
Wow.
This is why King David, he did some really bad things. But then that heart was so just repenting
created
constantly.
A clean heart. My God.
Oh, yes. And God just created. Oh, God just loved David so much.
Yes, he did.
So much.
Yes, he did.
So much. So, Pastor, you know, it was you were right to the point and very powerful.
That's
right. Pastor Shirley. Very, very good. Good. You guys, we need to listen to this over and over and over on the tape.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen, Pastor Kite. And I want you guys to know that I got a text from Dr. Smith, and he said, to the point, he was putting hallelujah with all the exclamation marks.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, God. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
That's a blessing. Thank you, Apostle. I know
Thank
Dr.
You.
Smith wanted to jump in there, but he has to remain quiet. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That's powerful. Mm-hmm. Apostle Charlie, mm-hmm. Apostle Kite, this is, it kind of put a fear in me because he said if when you mm-hmm. start trusting in yourself or when you start trusting in man or start trusting in your strength, or trusting in your flesh as your strength, it's going to take your heart from God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Come on, Apostle Kite.
Yeah.
thank God for the word of God tonight.
Amen.
A man of God in his obedience and bringing forth the word of God. Precious people of God, God is trying to provoke us unto a great.
Come on.
God is trying to get the church to become the church so that we can be the church. God is sending forth the word of God to do what he has preordained and predestined it to do by the foolishness of preaching. God is trying to clean us up so
Amen.
That he can rule and reign in every phase and every facet of our lives, that it would not be us, but it would be him. Living in us so that we can truly be those living epistles, bread of men.
Yeah, glory.
For the church to be the church. It's time out for playing church. It's time now to be the church, precious people.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Without a shadow of a doubt, when we look at the ministry of Jesus, when Jesus began to build the church, when he began to start dealing with the church, he began to start dealing with disciples.
Yes, yes.
Jesus
yes.
had a word.
Hey.
When he called his disciples in Matthew, the 6th chapter, in 6:33, he said, but seek ye first.
The
kingdom of God.
Mm. That's it.
His righteousness and all things will be added unto
you.
Why he said it like that? Why? Because God wants you to have things.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. He just don't want you to allow things to have you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Things to be ahead of you, to be the object of our affections. And we have allowed that to become our God.
Yes, Lord.
The jealous God. God will not allow none of us to have no other God before him.
Amen.
Go and realize without a shadow of a doubt, when Jesus began to start building his church, the first thing he had to begin to start doing, he had to begin to start shaking it up after it was established. Why? Because when they begin to start coming together, when you look at Matthew.
My God.
When you look at the Gospel of Matthew, they begin to start doing all kind of things in the church.
That's right.
But Jesus had to clean the temple.
Had to clean it up.
In that 21st verse, in the beginning of that 12th verse, he entered into the temple. He began to crack the whip.
Mm-hmm.
The glory to God.
He had to let them know what the purpose of the house of God was for. They were doing all kind of things.
Yes, right.
Mm.
Their focus was on money. Their focus was on fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He told them before, way back in the 6th chapter, say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and right all
things.
He added unto you. Yes. Well, what is the kingdom of God, preacher? Romans 14:17 say, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
Mm.
That's right.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy
Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Upright before God, living holy, doing the right thing, letting your light so shine before men so that others may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. You can do that when your heart right.
Hey.
Amen.
Right, your heart right with God and your heart right with those who are immediately around you. I'm here to tell you right now that you can do that.
Hey.
It's time to be the church, precious people of God. And God is calling us right now to examine ourselves. It's that time. It's that time to examine ourselves.
Yeah.
Most of you have had your focus on all kind of things other than what God preordained and predestined this ministry to be about. Every time Apostle Charlie called a call talking about money, the lines be fooled.
Amen.
To talk about things, about being built up in the things of God, talking about praying and fasting, talking about building up, becoming a church, being an effective church.
Mm-hmm.
Lines get slammed. Precious people of God, it's time to examine ourselves. Where's your heart tonight?
Glory.
You set your own heart. You set your own heart. You examine your own heart. You need to know and realize without a shadow of a doubt, if you got anything on your heart that is above God's desire for you to be all that you could be in the kingdom of God, and if you try to live anything other than by God's word, you're missing it. The word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, which keeps us along the straight and narrow path. God,
yes, go.
Ephesians 4:28 says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hand doing those things which are good, that he will have to give to those who do not have. God wants you to have. He wants you to be prosperous. But you got to realize that you are blessed to be a blessing as God would have you to be a blessing. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, with all your soul. Lean not.
That's right.
Understanding all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Therefore, guess what? We got to become great prayers. We got to talk to God about everything we do. Trust and lean not to your own understanding. That's what he says. He knows better than we do. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. There's nothing too hard for God. He knows all the way to the very intent of our hearts. It's time to search our hearts, precious people of God. Let's rededicate our life to the Lord with an understanding tonight, because y'all know there's some things that you've been doing other than seeking first the kingdom of God.
Yes, God.
I understand that things been tough. Me and my wife went through bankruptcy over 10 years ago. But I'm here to tell you right now, we've been continuously doing the will of God, seeking to do the will of God. We ain't been seeking money. We've been seeking souls. We've been winning souls. We've been going in the hell holes. We've been going in places where people don't go. We're going and seeking the homeless. We're going to seek those men that are messed up, tore up on the
court. Thank you, Lord.
People that are strung out on crack cocaine.
Thank you, Lord.
Strung out on sin. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's what the church do. God is trying to raise us up to be the church so that we can make a difference, to begin to start raising up disciples to help build the kingdom of God. It's time to come out of just playing church. When you get that money, what you going to do with it? You got to get your heart right.
Glory to God.
Tonight, this man of God, preach the word of God tonight. And I'm prayerfully hoping and right now that I can provoke you unto a good work.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Star 6 right now. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer of rededication with an understanding. The man of God, I'd like to rededicate my life to the Lord right now, because I have had other things on my mind other than seeking the kingdom of God first. Yes. Things been tough for me. God is God who's long-suffering with us, who wish that none perish, but that all come to repent. Repent means to turn. All we got to do is turn.
Yes.
All we got to do is get it right. And the time to do that is now. The altar, the altar is open. The altar is open right now. The altar is open right now. This is that time of the service. This man of God.
Yes, God.
This word of God tonight. He preached and taught this word of God. He broke it down.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Made it palatable for us tonight, because he broke it down into small bites, where you can truly chew on what he's fed us tonight.
Hey, glory.
He fed us a breakfast of champions this morning.
Amen.
Let them come. Is there anybody that has pressed star 6 at this time, Lady Darkus?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not seen anyone yet.
I don't know about them preachers. Them preachers done told me, so this major thing that's going on all throughout the Christendom right now. People don't want to hear the church. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to feel comfortable. They want to be comfortable. They want to sit on their bed of ease.
I
made up in my mind, I'm not going to hell. I want to hear the truth.
I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah. refuse to be a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't want to be a preacher when I was a little boy, because I saw him doing all kind of crooked things.
My God.
I refuse to live other than a holy life. Come on. Press star 6 right now. Just get it right. Is there anybody that would like to rededicate their life with an understanding right now? Is there anybody here that would like to stand proxy for someone that they know need to get it right at this
yes.
time? The altar call is open for that person.
Jesus.
Just press star 6 and call that person's name, and we're going to pray them into the kingdom tonight. Because the Bible said when two touch and agree that we shall receive whatever we ask for according to God's will, and it's God's will that none perish, but it all comes
sinners.
God's will That's tonight. Right. Will anybody stand proxy for a friend or a loved one tonight?
I will.
Tonight.
I'm standing in the gap tonight. For three sisters.
Praise the Lord.
Three of my sisters.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else?
Yes.
Pretty much.
For my children and for some friends of ours, and really for all my family. My God, for all
my
family.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to me, Brother
and
Mac.
And my husband's and family. Yes.
And Brother Mac.
Yeah. Praise God.
Pastor Kite, this is Phyllis Sherrod, and I want to stand in for my son and his wife.
Yeah.
All right.
Praise God. Anybody else?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I want to stand in for Jackie Boyer's family also.
Praise God.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes, Brother Neil. Sorry. Sorry about that, sir.
Come on.
Go ahead, sir.
Who is it?
This is Brother Neil. I thought they were going to call it before me. That's why I turned it through.
Brother Mac, I'm trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody hear me?
This is going to be a corporate prayer.
Yes, Brother Mac, we can hear you.
Oh, no, they wouldn't answer. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to stand in for my brothers. In fact, for my whole family. I truly want to stand in for my whole family. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Brother Neil, standing in the gap for myself and the entire Waldron family and our close family relative.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
Deacon McGlynn, standing in for Pastor McGlynn and my grandson and granddaughter.
Glory to God.
This is Delphine. I'm standing in for myself.
Hey, Mommy. Yes. Amen. Glory to God.
And I'm standing in for Pastor Parker.
Praise God.
This is Sarah. I'm standing in for myself and for my family.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
This is Robert. I'm standing in for my sisters.
Say that again?
Yes.
Girls, I'm standing in for my sisters.
Praise God.
Amen.
Is there anybody else?
Yes, this is Kathleen. I'm standing in for myself, my family, and my husband's family.
Praise God.
Amen.
This is Dorcas, standing in for Roger Moore.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Agnes Spencer, standing in the gap for my family.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Thank you.
Yes, this is Anita Fletcher. I'm standing in for two friends, Dennis Foster and, LeVar Morris.
Yes,
thank
God.
You.
Praise
yes.
God. Yes, the altar.
Thank
you. The altar is
to
get open.
Thank you. Jesus.
Yes, God.
This is Norma. I'm standing in for my children.
Praise
beautiful,
God.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you for so much for coming forth. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else?
This is Dr. Cass. I'm standing in for my son and my family as well.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Is there anybody else?
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And I'm standing in for Lola. I know Apostle Charlie is, but I'm standing in for her as
Amen.
Well.
Amen. Amen.
I was standing in for the other three. You could get Lola.
Glory.
You're not when you stand in for your family and my family.
Praise God.
Thank you so much.
This is Lisa Bickham. I like to stand in for my daughters and my son and my father.
God bless you, Lisa. Glory to God.
Amen.
This is Brother Mack again.
Come on, Brother Mack.
Yeah, we did. I'd like to stand in for all of MB88 and all their families. We all need to be in this while we have this opportunity.
Amen.
For sure. Thank you, Jesus.
This is Diane. I'd like to stand in for my entire family.
Amen, Diane.
Wow, beautiful.
This is Chanel again. I'd like to stand in for my family and Pastor Christy Parker's family as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful.
This is Lori. I'd like to stand in for my family.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Say your name again, please.
I'd like to stand in for my family.
Lori. Lori, Pastor. Yes.
This is Rogel Strap standing in the behalf of my family. And my sisters and brothers,
hey,
and the Gilstrap and Robinson family,
praise
and for
God.
My husband and myself, God bless.
Yes,
yeah,
God.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Is there enough?
Let's stand in for Edda and Katie Speciale's family.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Ed and Katie.
Thank you,
Lord.
Stand in for the Kite family and my
yes, beautiful.
Thank you.
Jasmine, our granddaughter, and our other two granddaughters who are in college.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
And I'm standing in the gap for the Kite grandchildren as well.
Yes, God.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
This is Monique. I'm standing in the gap for the Hardaway family and the Smith family.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Brother Barry, and I'm standing in the gap for a good friend of mine, Jeff, and I'm also standing in the gap for my sister-in-law and brother-in-law, and pray that they would come to the realization of a close relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, praise God. Praise
and it's Mardina. I want to stand in the gap for the homeless people in this area
yes,
and their families.
Yes. Yes.
Amen, Jesus.
Glory to God.
I want to stand in the gap for Joseph Dorina, his sister Jana, and his mom, Mama Mia, and also for Gavin Meyer. I want to stand in the gap for them.
Amen.
This is Jessica.
Yes.
I'd like to stand in for my family and friends, and both of my sons.
Amen.
Is there another?
This is George. I'd like to stand in for my wife, Mary, and myself, our respective families.
Thank
you. Amen.
Praise God.
I'd like to also stand in the gap for Yvonne and her daughters. One is going to for her master's. And she's leaving this week. I stand in the gap for them.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
Okay, this is Lydia McClinton, and I'd like to stand in the gap for myself and my family, the Mills family, and the Thompsons and Fritz family.
Thank you so very much.
Okay, this is Monique. I'm standing in the gap for the world. The world, the politics, everything that's supposed the president and the Congress and the Senate, because we need to be standing in the gap for them because they're making decisions for this world.
Amen.
This is Apostle. I'm standing in the gap for Mr. Blanco, who is in Switzerland on our behalf. Pray that he's safe. And I just thank God for him, and we're standing together for our attorney, our new attorney for MB88, Mr. Dominguez. And I'm also standing in the gap that God will give us a successful conference next month in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Pray
Amen.
And this is Pastor Parker, and I'm standing in the gap for the children of God and the leaders of God.
Glory to God.
This is White. I'm standing in gap for the paymaster.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes. This is Michael Borland. I'm standing in the gap for my whole Borland family and relatives.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Dr. Jones, and I'm standing in the gap for the Irving Rhodes families. Amen.
Amen.
I want to stand in the gap for Kathleen Collins and her husband and her daughter and her family.
Mama.
And I want to stand in the gap in thanksgiving for Dorcas' wisdom and all that she has done to assist the Apostle.
All right.
Amen.
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 Pastor Lily, Dr. Hermita, yeah. All of them.
Yep.
They said the entire NB88 family.
That's what that's it.
Yeah, that's what Brother Matt said.
This is Sister Barbara Scurry, and I like to stand in the gap for this, for my whole tribe.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Good evening. This is Janet Mitchell from New Jersey, and I'm standing in the gap also for Dorcas and for my family, my granddaughter, who got a full scholarship, and I just pray all is well for the entire NBADA family.
And Lorna Gray, standing in the gap for Lorna Gray. Lorna Gray.
Yes.
Standing in the gap for her.
Amen.
Yeah, this is Neil Wardron again. I'm standing in the gap for each of the group ministry and NBADA.
Amen.
God hears our prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that's it.
We're standing in the gap for the Campbell family also. And you can include the Phyllis Campbell Patton in there.
Amen.
Precious people of God.
Apostle, Dr. Smith has one. He said, please announce for me, standing in the gap for our soul daughter in love and grandson in Georgia. That's from Dr. Smith.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
I'm standing in the gap on behalf of our tough brother, Tanya Cinder. Praising God for his total healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We're standing in the gap for all of our foreign missionaries, Apostle Pingo, as well as Kenya, praying for Kenya, praying for South Africa, Dr. Dan for his ambassadorship for Africa as well, Afghanistan. Pastor Lisa, what's his name in Pastor Victor. They're all coming, by the way, in May.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we got also four.
Bishop Otuya, Timmy, praying for all of them.
We got the
hallelujah.
But it's a petition.
You guys, press *6 because you're making noise. Pakistan. And Lisa, I'm standing in the gap for you, Lisa, you and your whole family.
Praise God.
Yes.
Dr. Smith just added his son.
I'm sorry?
Amen.
Dr. Smith just added his son.
I want you all to please. Now, we're getting ready to go to the altar right now.
Yeah, be quiet.
Reverence this petition and this on behalf of all of us and our loved ones. Please put your phones right now. Amen. Please put your phone on mute right now. Don't want no disturbances at this.
Right.
Whatever you do, let it be done decent
and in order. God is a God of peace and order, not of confusion.
Amen.
Father, I bind every spirit of confusion right now as we approach your throne. You have heard every heart.
Glory.
Every petition, Lord God. Every person, Father God. Every concern, Father God, that has been mentioned tonight, O God, concerning everyone, O God, of their loved ones, Father God, and every member of NV88 International Free Church Worldwide, Father God.
Yes, Lord, yes, bless us.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord, you said in your word, Lord God, that we shall cast all of our cares.
Yes, God.
Yes, amen.
God, we empty the night, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we give you the desires of our hearts at this five time. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, search our hearts, Father God. And Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, Lord God, lead us in the way thereby, Lord God, that we will lay aside, Father God, every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, Father God, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the developer of our faith, Lord God.
Glory.
Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for miracles of healing this
morning. Thank you, Father.
We're standing in
Amen.
The need. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Heavenly Father, Lord God, who are walking, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in backslidden situations and conditions,
yes.
Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that they are turning full, Father God, into your face, Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they are seeking you, Lord, with all of their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God.
They're thank coming you, Lord. Thank you.
Their purpose, Lord God, in your kingdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God.
My God.
We do, Lord.
The light, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this unsaved loved ones, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the day of their total conversion, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they are renouncing, Lord God, the hidden works of darkness, Father God. And they are announcing, Lord God, the reception and receiving of Jesus as their Lord and allowing him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, heal, Lord, and they shall be healed, Father God. Deliver, Lord, and they shall be delivered, Father God. Kingdom of God, come in all of our lives so that the will of God be done through us, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Lord, I draw Jesus Christ's bloodline around us all and all of our loved ones, Father God, and everyone, oh God, is mentioned, oh God, on this altar call right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Cover us, Lord, by your blood, Lord. Cleanse us. Purify us.
Yes.
Make us whole, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God, for those, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that are coming, Father God, to that place, Father God.
Oh,
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, those that still yet need to be delivered, Father God. Father, I release the spirit of conviction, Lord God, to be upon them, Lord God. Don't let them have no rest, no joy, no peace, Lord God, outside of your will, Lord God, till they come to that place of total surrender and submission, Lord God, to your will and your purpose, Father, for their lives, Father God, that they will come out of darkness, Lord.
Glory to God.
Us life, Father. Name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that after this prayer, Lord, they'll never be the same, Father God. We declare with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we thank you for the power at this altar, Father God. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, for this is the confidence, Lord, that we have in prayer. Believing, Lord, that,
yes,
God, that we shall receive whatever we ask for according to your will. Father God, and we thank you, Father. We praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for souls, Lord God, that's been converted unto you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for those who have rededicated their life with an understanding, Father
Glory
God.
Glory to God.
Father God, we thank you right now for those, Heavenly Father, Lord God, who have recommitted their heart, Father God, unto you, Father God, with the understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will seek first, Lord God, the kingdom of God, your righteousness, Father
Amen.
God, Father God, that they add things to them, Father God. God. They will not allow themselves to be consumed by things, Father God. They will keep their lives in perspective, Father God, that you will be first, Lord God, in every area of their lives, Lord God. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, and we glorify your name for what you have done, Father God.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
What you have done,
God, only you can do, Father God.
Oh, glory to God.
That's right.
Trust in you, Father God.
You.
In the name of Jesus, Father God. Not by our own power, Lord.
Glory to God.
It's by our own power, God.
Glory to God.
Says the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' matchless name we pray and count it all done. Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
God,
glory.
Amen.
Glory.
And begin
Amen.
To for everything.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
On to call, begin to call these things, all those things as though they were unto
they
their
were.
Amen.
Amen.
You say,
hallelujah.
Shall come to pass. There's power
yes.
in your confession. Amen.
Call
yes,
for
God.
Everyone, Lord, involved here.
Thank you, Jesus.
To change.
Wow.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Father.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Wow. Oh, my
praise
God.
Jesus.
My God,
thank you, Father.
Glory.
You
thank
are the reason by faith, Lord, that
oh,
everyone
Lord,
got
thank
touched.
You, Apostle Kai. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Glory to God.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands all over the world and tell the
yes.
Lord thank you.
Come thank
on,
you,
tell
Father.
God,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
oh,
God.
Yes, Lord,
da, da, da,
moving
da, da, da.
In your strength and power
yeah, glory
in every
God.
Life,
yes,
Lord.
God. Thank him
tonight. Oh, yes, for change, for strength in Jesus.
My
praise,
God.
Praise, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank
glory
you.
To
glory
God.
To glory
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. While Apostle Charlie has muted everyone except for those who are on board on the queue, I just want you to lift your hands. And, you know, we never use flattery because Bible teaches you don't use flattery. But the Bible
Amen.
Also teaches you to give honor to whom honor is due.
Amen.
And, Apostle Charlie, I know you are with me when we honor the preacher tonight for the
yes.
word that he preached.
Yes.
Praise Lord.
Where
yes.
is your heart? And I know that we give honor tonight to the man of God who ministered over the holy altar tonight in the person of Apostle Cain.
Amen.
A job
yes,
well done. Sensitive to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To the power of God. What a night that we'll never forget. And
Amen.
What made it so powerful, right before Easter, right before sunrise, right before
Amen.
Resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Rabata Rata.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. Did you hear all the people getting on the line?
Yes.
Saying, I stand in the gap.
Praise the Lord.
And they began to call
yes.
different names.
Oh, yes.
Lift your hands all over the world.
Praise the Lord.
My heart is full tonight.
Yes.
And I just want to remind okay. you what is actually happening tonight. This is symbolic, and this is replica, and this is just a token for God is honoring NB88 tonight. And NB88 is honoring God.
Amen.
Over 2,000 years ago, there was nobody there to step up for mankind.
Amen.
Nobody worthy. And Jesus told God, prepare me a body.
Amen.
I'll go down. Why did he go down? So I can stand in the gap.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord. What a word tonight.
Hello.
For God so loved the world that he gave.
Yes.
Tonight, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus did what all of you did tonight.
My Lord.
Stand in the gap.
That's right.
Man. What a beautiful demonstration of the power and the love and manifestation of God. Thank you, Apostle Kite. Thank you, amen, for obeying God, standing in the gap for somebody else. Jesus didn't sin. He did no sin. Neither was there a guile in his mouth.
That's right.
He stood in the gap for us. Stood prostrate for us. He died for
amen.
Us.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Apostle Kite, Apostle Charlie, to the pastor who preached, my God, the Bishop Sterling, help me if I'm wrong. I don't have much research on it, but I believe that the Lord said in the sixth verse about don't be like the heath, the H-E-A-T-H, and I believe that's a shrub. That's a shrubbery-looking, ugly-looking plant. Glory to God. That lives in the desert. It's uncultivated. It's a shrub that it's poor. It gets around poor soil and bad drainage, and it's a small shrub. But what makes it a heath is that it has no seed, it has no fruit, it don't grow nothing, it don't yield fruit. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it grows in a wild and waste place, useless. I think it's one of the most unhappiest plants there is. Glory to God. And this is compared to what God said about this plant. This plant only trusts in itself and believes in itself. Glory to God. And this plant is compared to trusting we as a people on earth. It goes back to that scripture that the bishop said, man don't trust in man. And he compared it to this plant. This plant is a significant thing tonight. Glory to God. Don't trust in man, but trust in God. Glory to God. And I dare not say, he compared it to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. When Jesus came, they did not know it was him. They didn't even know good was coming compared to this plant. He don't even know when good is happening. And if you know something good happened tonight, if you know God is pleased tonight, you should lift your hands again and give God praise. And thank God for every name you call that God heard them tonight. And with that anointed prayer that God is sending a plan to touch those people's heart and to intervene in their life, I thank God that they are covered tonight. They are covered tonight. They are covered tonight. Lift your hands again all over the world and thank God for every name that was called and for this great act of God that happened tonight. Thank you again, Apostle Charlie, for always seeming to choose the right person to come forward and to bring the word of God.
Thank you.
Don't be like a heath plant. Glory to God. Can't even recognize when good is coming. Don't know what to do with itself. Unproductive, unproduced, just simply trust in the strength of itself. To God be the glory. Tonight, I heard and felt people trusting in God, believing in God. Thank you for tonight. Thank you, God, for tonight. Thank you, God, for tonight. As our apostle will come and say goodnight, and she might want to just exert on some of this. Apostle Kite will come after her and give the holy benediction. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Brother Roy will come after Apostle Charlie. Then our great apostle will come and give the holy benediction. What a night tonight. Glory to God, Apostle Charlie.
Amen, 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 amen. I just want to thank everyone for expressing their heart. We talked about the heart, and I want to thank everyone for expressing their heart genuinely. And I'm so grateful
that we prayed one for the other, just like God asked us to do.
That's
and,
it.
And with that, I'll say good night and yield to Pastor Kite.
Amen. Apostle Kite, you want to go to Brother Dwight, Apostle Charlie? Let him go ahead and sing, and then Apostle Kite.
Oh, okay. Dwight, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Brother Dwight, come forward.
Good night, Apostle.
Good night.
Change my heart, O God.
Oh.
Make it ever true.
Change
my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true.
Beautiful.
Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you.
Amen.
Wow. Beautiful.
Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory.
Thank you. Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God.
Oh, glory.
For what you and you alone have done in our midst tonight, Father, right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that have come forth tonight, Father God. Every song
thank
that was
you, Jesus.
God, every
thank
prayer
you.
That was prayed, Father God.
Yes.
Every
thank
word
you.
That was spoken by our Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Father God, thank you, Lord God, for the hearts of those
oh, my God.
Who have been trans
thank you, Lord.
Into your likeness, Lord, Father God. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, for what you have done in our midst, Lord God, and in our lives, Father God, and in our loved ones' lives, Father God. We thank you, claim it, and count it done. We thank you for being the miracle worker, Father God. We thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, for testimonies.
Yes, sir.
God, giving you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God. Now unto him. Did it say his presence with exceeding joy
glory.
To the only wise God, our
wise
Savior,
God.
Glory and honor, dominion, and power, both now and forever.
Mm.
Let the people
thank
of God you. Say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Yes, that wonderful name of Jesus.
Yes,
that wonderful
yes.
name.
You can be able to, people don't want to go home.